The Roomlux B15515A60 is another Wi-Fi-controlled bulb offering dual-mode operation, RGB, colors, and CW, shades of white. Here I'll show the inside of it. Check out what controls the LEDs and convert it to free it from the Tuya app and connect it locally to Home Assistant. The power of the B15515 is 10 watts, with the manufacturer declaring it equivalent to a classic 60-watt incandescent bulb. The dome is plastic, easily removed. We can already see its construction. There are 5 types of LEDs, R, G, B, C, and W. That is red, green, blue, cold, and warm white. The white is controlled by the KP18055. We look further in. Inside is the WB2L Wi-Fi module, already known from the themes Lepro LE Wi-Fi Smart LED Bulb, A19E26, model number 90103U, BPA 800 RGBW2, fight stripping and flashing open BK bulbs. Modification of 3-stone 100-watt smart bulb with BK7231T chip, compatible with AL. Plate. Here you can see the step-down inverter powering the Wi-Fi module and the second LED controller, the BP1688. He controls the R, G, and B LEDs. Lamp in parts, there is a small catch. The Wi-Fi module supports open decking, but the TX-RX pads are on the bottom of it, so you have to solder it out. Then, only then can you flash. In the process of uploading on the needle stand, a copy of the factory batch. Then configure the 5 PWM pins. Then the HAS discovery can be performed, and our LED will then be seen by the Home Assistant. A short test on video. In summary, this was another Wi-Fi controlled LED working normally with the Tuya Cloud. Freeing it from the cloud was not difficult. The only trouble here is that there is no access to the RXTX on the bottom of the Wi-Fi module. So this module has to be soldered out. This doesn't happen often. So if we want something easier to buy for our Home Assistant and don't have hot air, we should rather avoid this model. Alternatively, you can try the method from here. But this takes a bit of feeling, so we combine at our own risk.